Jets-Patriots rivalry game is always a big one anytime you guys play.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. We've always had some pretty interesting games against them. A lot of them come down to the wire, especially recently. So they got a real good defense. They're good up front, do a great job against the run. And we're going to have to go out and play really well. It's a, I know the records are what they are, but we don't look at it like that. I think it's a good challenge for us. And we lost going to the Meadowlands last year, so we're anticipating getting our best game.
You guys had a good stretch where you were starting really fast, and then that kind of took a step back, I guess, in the last few weeks. Do you look at that as just lump that in with a lack of execution at any point in the game, or because it's right off the start, do you look at it differently in terms of how you try to fix it?
Yeah, we'd like to start fast, and we talk about that every week. It's pretty frustrating when we don't. And, we try to do things to get us going and, get our best plays, and you talk about the plays you want to run early. And we just haven't done a good enough job stringing enough plays together in order to score points. So, you still want to fall behind. It's hard to fall behind in this league and expect to come back and win. Your margin of error just gets, less and less as you go. So we got to focus quite a bit on that. Certainly a team like the Jets, who's done such a great job with time and possession, especially against us. We got to figure out a way to stay on the field and convert more third downs, score more points, and ultimately try to keep their offense off the field. So it's a big week to try to do that.
Tom, is your mobility, just to follow on Jeff's question, has it been execution or an element of surprise where you've said, we want to get to these plays, and then you get out there and they have something dialed up that really it doesn't fit against and you have to move along? Or has it just been like Miami last week, you had a very good drive going and somebody made a really good play?
Yeah, I think it can be a little of both. You want it to create that momentum by sustaining play after play after play, which leads to great drive and points and then hopefully a good kickoff and then defense and then back on the field, kind of like what we did there in the third quarter. Our execution offensively, I think, we can do a lot better than what we've been doing the last few weeks, and we've talked a lot about that. So it's frustrating for all of us when we're not scoring the type of points that we're capable of doing. I just focus on what I got to do, and I can certainly do better in that area. Making better decisions, better throws. And we're going to need it this week against this team because they challenge you in a lot of ways. They've got a multitude of things that they do. They've always done that. Our communication, they really test your communication. And, certainly execution is something that we look on all the past games we played against them and think, God, our execution just wasn't very sharp. So we got to be very sharp this week.
Tom, is your mobility a part of your game that you really look forward to now, and do you drive home at night thinking about your next great scamper?
I don't know if I characterize it as a great scamper. I think if those opportunities present themselves, then I'm going to try to take advantage. Maybe there's a little more awareness now than there has been in the past. Once you make a couple of them, you kind of get a feel for it, so... If that's what we need to do, then that's what we need to do. And if they're not going to account for that, then I think that's kind of an easy play to make. You just got to have awareness and be able to do it. So it's a mental thing. It's a physical thing. Mentally, hopefully I'm, ahead of where I've been in the past. So however we need to convert third downs and stay on the field and score points is going to be something that I'm trying to do to help us win.
What kind of drills or exercises have you done recently to help your running that maybe you didn't do a year or two ago? Has it been changed specifically to
help you? Those are highly top secret confidential things that we're doing. So, just things I've learned over the years that, are really working and paying off this year.
Use the resistance bands before games at least a little more frequently in the last month or so. Is that something that you've added, or are you just kind of making a little more public?
I think they've just been a little more public. Yeah, but I love using those. They're a great tool.
Where can you buy them?
You guys don't need them in here.
I wanted to ask you about some of the tipped passes at the line from this last game. I think there were four of them, and I'm always curious on those. How much you look at that and say, that's just a good play, you know, by the defensive lineman to get the hands up and make the play versus something that you yourself could have done differently where those
sure.
you know, wouldn't be tipped.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great point. I think there's a little of there's an element of both those things. Sometimes you can really feel the rush, and you can see your guy start to creep behind a defending player, and you throw it, and you know, man, that's a bad decision because there was really no lane to throw it. Sometimes that lane closes really quickly. They're reading your eyes. You don't see it. I'm looking down the field, and there was one that I was trying to throw to Gronk in the right flat going away from the lighthouse that – I mean, he just made a good play. So, those are tough. I mean, it's hard to, you know, read the coverage and read the D lineman. You know, there's other times where, yeah, I can kind of priff the D lineman and then still make the throw. So sometimes it's a good play. Sometimes it's a bad play by the quarterback. Regardless of that, I think the point is you got to advance the ball and move the ball down the field. If they're going to be batting down balls, they're not rushing, and we should be throwing somewhere else. So. It ends up going for a zero play in the stat book, and you don't want too many of those on offense. You always want to be moving the ball down the field. And if the defense makes that play, then you know you can't obviously have four of them. That doesn't help our team win at all.
Tom, I'm curious if you can reflect a little bit. Rob's obviously having a great season for you guys. How has he evolved as a teammate, both on and off the field, as kind of a player and a person since he got here as a 20-year-old?
Yeah, he's grown up a lot. You know, over the last 5 years, it's been a lot of fun to see it. And his football IQ and understanding of what it takes to be a professional and consistently and dependably be that type of player for our offense that he's become has been fun to see. So he's just he's got the size advantage, the speed advantage, and he's really becoming so aware out there of different coverages and things they're trying to do to stop him. And then now, after this time, he's starting to, you know, he and I are really getting on the same page with a lot of things that are adjustments to adjustments to adjustments, you know, it's that type of thing. So it's just been great playing with him. He's, you know, he's a huge part of our offense. It really gets us going. He's a threat on third down. He's a threat in the red area. He's a threat on big plays any time in the game. So he's a great player.
How much one-on-one time do you spend with him after practice? I mean, is it a situation where, because he's so valuable to what you do, you want to make sure that that relationship on every single level is where it needs to be?
Yeah, it's just constant. You know, it's a lot of communication. After practice and so forth, we do a lot of things after practice with a lot of guys, and you're always trying to work on things that you didn't maybe get a chance to work on during practice. You know, Gronk typically gets a lot of balls in practice, so, you know, it's usually for a lot of the other guys who don't get the balls in practice. But, you know, he's always there willing to work on whatever he needs to work on for us to, you know, be a better team. So whether that's a new type of route or a new type of concept that we're trying to run, you know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get on the same page so you can really anticipate each other. And then, you know, you can make those plays that end up being really critical. You know, we've had a bunch of them this year that, you know, little things always become big things. And, you know, to identify what those little things are and make corrections before you get to game day is what's really important.
How big of a challenge is this week in the sense of you guys have a lot to still play for? They don't, but you go back and look at the film from the first meeting and see just how tough they battled you. Is it kind of a mental thing, or are you simply just looking at the tape to see how good they are?
Absolutely, it's certainly that, and I don't know why, you know, those scores go the way they do against other teams. Against us, they always seem to be close. So, you know, you just don't want to, you know, go down there and have a bunch of poor execution and like we've done in the past. So I think we really got to focus on our execution and try to go out there and play good for once. I think that's kind of what we've been talking about, is, you know, playing our style of football for 60 minutes and see what that looks like, because we haven't done a great job against the Jets doing that.
I wanted to ask you, if you could, just to reflect on, what is a valuable football player as opposed to an outstanding one? I know that there's year-end awards, and you've been a unanimous MVP the only one. But what do you consider a valuable professional football player?
That's a good question. It all depends on kind of the team and what your role is on the team. Everybody's role is really valuable. You know, I think in professional football, there's certain positions always get more attention as to their value. I know on our team, Coach Belichick, everybody's important. Everybody has to do their job, because if you don't do it, then nobody else can do it for you. Certainly my position, nobody can throw the ball or make the reads or call the plays in the huddle. That's what my job is to do. So, and you got to do it every single day. You got to do it every single week. You got to be dependable. You got to be durable. You got to, bring the energy and enthusiasm and ultimately try to help your team win. And that's the only reason why we're playing, is to win games, not to, throw touchdown passes or, catch touchdown passes, or you're doing whatever you can on every play to help the team win the game. That's, to me, what, being valuable is.
And I just look at Revis's impact on everything.
Absolutely.
Whether it be impact on your offense because of the way the defense plays, whether it be impact. Can you speak to his value just briefly?
He's a phenomenal player, and I've loved playing with him. I've hated playing against him, and I've had my fair share of those opportunities. But he's a great teammate. He's a phenomenal player. I think the thing that I am so impressed is his coverage skills without getting penalties. And that's a rare thing to, be backpedaling when the guys who are some of the best athletes in the world are running at you as fast as they can with the size and speed of the way the receivers are. And to be able to cover those guys like he does is pretty amazing. So thank you, guys.